Thank you for listening to On the Lift Podcast, a Runaway Dumpster production. Live from Greenwater Studios, this is On the Lift Podcast, your weekly show that is ultimately about skiing. This is the show that ducks the rope, earns some turns, dances in ski boots, poaches hot tubs, closes the bar, and still makes it on the first chair. Here's your hosts, two dudes who rip the pow, shred the gnar, and tell the tales, Lance Hester and Michael Gore.
And we're on the lift. This is Lance Hester, and welcome to our brand new podcast.
And this is Michael Gore. And Lance, I'm excited to get this started. I mean, On the Lift podcast started out as a concept just inspired by years of you and I skiing together. We've been skiing together for, what, probably close to 30 years now?
That's right. I'd say at least.
And over that time, you know, skiing around all over the West, we've had a lot of chairlift conversations, and we thought it'd be fun to sit down and just record some of these conversations that cover skiing. Ultimately, it's about skiing, but also a lot of other topics as well.
Yeah, you know, Mike, I'm looking forward to the down-home feel of the show. You know, we don't have a priority of covering all the race news and stuff. We may touch on that from time to time. But this is going to be a podcast for, you know, skiing enthusiasts, people who love going skiing, people who like to take their family skiing, people who like to make travel plans around skiing. This is going to be some good stuff, and I'm excited for it.
Exactly, Lance. And, you know, I'm not an industry insider or a sponsored pro either, but like you said, well, thank you. I appreciate that. But we just want to talk about where to ski, how to pay for it, who to ski with. So we're excited. Thank you so much for joining us, and we're going to bring you some great, great programs.
If you think our podcast would be a good fit for promoting your business or service, contact us through our webpage at ontheliftpodcast.com. We want this to be your podcast too. Give us a call. Give us some of your ideas. If you've got someone who ought to be interviewed, or a ski area you'd like to talk about, or just about anything, leave us a message. 253-260-4577. Again, 253-260-4577.
Welcome back to On the Lift Podcast.
Prepared to crank out this podcast in the middle of a hot summer. But no, I couldn't be more excited.
Well, you know, you kind of have to start planning your ski season earlier and earlier now with, you know, where you're going to travel to, some of these new pass options that are out there that we're going
to
cover.
You need to buy those early, otherwise those options go away.
Yeah, and I just, you know, we had such a great season this year that I'm kind of feel like we're just hitting pause on it and can't wait to get into the season next year.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be tough. Tomorrow I'm going to be driving right past Mount Hood, and I wish I had the time to stop and make a few turns, but you know, that I guess that's why it's so easy to roll out this podcast in the middle of the summer, is the end of last year was just so inspiring.
It was, and I remember my last day was just a couple months ago, and you know, getting some spring skiing in. We had a lot of kind of sleeper powder days up here in the Great Northwest.
Well, I was just gonna say, Mike, you gotta tell our listeners where we are and where our home mountain is and all that sort of stuff.
So we're located up here in the Great Northwest. We ski a lot at Crystal Mountain. That's kind of where we've grown up skiing, but we try to ski all over the West. And you know, being at Crystal for close to 30 years now, we've really made that kind of our home mountain. But
you're not kidding, that was an amazing last day. I know it wasn't the mountain's final day, I think we were a week before it, but when you're in the middle of April and you've got that kind of blue sky and that much new snow and so much fun the night before to harken back to at the Natchez Tavern, you know, it was just kind of a classic spring weekend.
Yeah, it's kind of heartbreaking when they decide to shut down Crystal Mountain, and they usually do before the snow runs out. But you know, I think, how late have we skied up there? It's been into July.
The last I skied there, actually on their latest day ever, it was July, I believe, 16th. So it was even after, like, when we're recording this a few years back. You know, and that's kind of the cool thing about spring skiing. You just never know. I mean, that last day when we were there, who'd have thought that the side country or back country, whatever you want to call it, would even be open. But to get up to the top of that, of the Silver King, and be the only ones up there, and then sort of be fueled by the anxiety that hearing other voices climbing up there brings. It's like, we've got to get out here before they do. We got to get these tracks before they lay them down, you know, like they're not going to take a rest when they get to the top of that climb.
Yeah. And, you know, something I've learned about skiing up here is it doesn't really start officially until March. So that just sets us up for, you know, a really good snowpack all the way through the spring.
That's true. It's like not daylight in January anyway. So,
right.
You know.
Right. So it's like, why are we talking about skiing this early? Well, as you can tell, we're still pumped from last season. You know, I still see my skis sitting in the garage ready to go for the next year. I got to put some summer wax on them. Have you ever done that?
Yeah, I did it a couple times, but
considering I probably hadn't waxed my last,
you know,
skis.
If you're doing it right, you got to like put on a really thick coat of really cheap warm weather wax, and then the first time you ski, it's probably really cold weather, so you got to scrape it all off or heat it up and then put on the other wax. So it makes the start of the I'm not sure how much benefit it brings to your.
Yeah, that's, you know what that sounds like to me? A lot of monkey business. Siri, we're doing a podcast here, okay?
That is a lot of monkey business, Mike. And the thing about it is, you know, unless you're going to keep your skis for more than about 15 years, you're probably not going to be all that well served by the summer wax job.
Lance, I did keep my last pair of skis for 15 years.
Oh,
remember the one with the black spray paint on the top?
Oh, yeah. That's right. You wanted to hide the skulls from your kids. Those are some mean graphics.
It wasn't the skulls. It was this pair of Seth pistols, and they had like these like intestines and all kinds of just awful art on there that I'm sure is really cool and super punk rock, but it was just a little bit too aggro for my family.
For a 4-year-old
skiing situation.
Daddy, what's that? Well, okay, Mike. So just to give a little preview, the next few episodes are going to be vital in the lives of our podcast listeners. We will leave them on our website, which is what?
www.onthelyftpodcast.com. You can check us out there. We will have all the shows posted. Follow us on Twitter at, I think it's on_lyft.
I think it's the reverse. I think it's lyft_on.
That's
so
right.
So the little Twitter, the little at lyft_on. And yeah, you'll find us. Those are the two main places you'll find us. We'll keep our Facebook page updated too.
Yeah, that's
they
just
can just type On the Lyft Podcast, right?
Yep, like us on Facebook.
There's
on
a great
the
picture
Lyft
of
podcast.
You dropping your skis or something on there right now. There's not much there yet, but we will keep things posted and robust. Yeah, and then the other thing, Mike, is those next few episodes are going to be crucial in the lives of people who are actually planning their upcoming 2018-2019 ski season. What's that first episode going to cover?
We're going to look at this the issue of these new passes, right? There's a lot of new passes that are available that give you access to several mountains.
And we're going to compare them to the local mountain pass too, right?
Well, yeah, and most of the local mountain passes are included in those now. So we'll help you kind of untangle that, point you in the right direction for some resources that can help you make that and the decision. And the reason we're doing that now is there's significant price breaks if you decide to pull the trigger on that before the snow starts falling.
That's right. And then the couple episodes after that, we'll be getting into the season planning. Should you take the family up in the family truckster every week for a series of 8 or 10 lessons, or should you plan a vacation somewhere during midwinter break or spring break? And you know, what are the pros and cons of the timing of those trips? And so those will cover we'll be hitting on those in the first few episodes, and we got some other fun stuff to talk about as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't wait to get started with this next series of episodes. And, you know, another topic we're going to be covering is some of the big events that you see at these resorts. I mean, whether it's the National Brotherhood of Skiers or, you know, some sort of a professional event.
Our friends up at Whistler have this ski and snowboard festival in the spring. I mean, what a party.
Well, one of the ways our listeners can really help with that is getting us some traction and getting us some sponsorships so that we can actually cover it.
That would be amazing.
And it'd be great to have some of our listeners meet us up there for to party.
That's right. Maybe
Whistler.
We could do a live podcast up there too. We'll on our next episode, we'll be putting our phone number online. Well, we'll be putting it on our web page, and we are absolutely enthusiastic about getting all of your input for show ideas, for funny things that we ask for feedback on, and maybe we'll even put you on the air. Mike, I think that's about it for this intro episode.
I think so too, Lance. Just thanks for listening, guys, and we look forward to talking skiing with you and look forward to seeing you on the lift.
All right.
Thanks for listening to the On the Lift podcast.
On the Lift podcast is a production of Runaway Dumpster, LLC.